Hi everyone, welcome to the Wednesday Word. I'm Julie, and today we're on our seventh Beatitude in the Check Your Beatitudes series. We're actually gonna wrap up our series on May 22nd at our worship night, which is at 6:30 that night. And it's on our Watch Live page, or you can watch on Facebook with us. That's when Jeff is gonna wrap up the whole series. But for now, we still have a couple left. So I've been trying to memorize them all. So maybe you can do this with me. These are the ones we've already learned. So we had, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And today, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So let's talk about peacemakers. When I was doing a little research on this, the first thing that jumped out at me is the word peacemaker. So my whole life, I have been someone who, I don't like conflict. I don't like it when people are upset. I don't like it when they get sad. So if I see a movie with someone and they don't like it, I feel terrible, like it's my fault, I gotta fix it, because I want peace. I want everyone to have peace and joy, and I just wanna spread it as far and wide as I can. But I've learned that that's a peacekeeper. So we're learning today about the difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. For me, if I could, I would avoid all conflict. I would keep my head down. I like to say, if people are arguing, I just wanna be like, you're right and you're right, just stop. Like, okay, we're done. I just want the peace to be kept. So when you keep something, that means that you hold on to it, that you take care of it, that you try to keep that thing that you have valuable, you care for it. So yes, I do love peace. I keep the peace. If there's peace to be had, I want to keep it. But here's the thing about a peacemaker. A peacemaker does more than just keeps the peace. To make something is to create it, sometimes where there isn't any. So a peacemaker has a challenge of taking the conflict and somehow finding, making peace out of it. And that takes a lot of work and steps. For example, there has to be an acknowledgement that there's conflict. There has to be a lot of conversation where people can share what is going on. And then how do you come together and compromise? So General MacArthur, I saw this quote, said that a truce is just a temporary time of peace, but making peace is about stepping back, looking at all sides, discussing, and then embracing at the end to create something that's not there. That is something that I am not good at. I don't like to create. I don't like to create a lot of things. I am not a maker. If you give me a pile of Legos and say build something, I will just sit there paralyzed. But if you give me the instructions, I can make that thing. Done, it looks perfect. If you give me a block of clay, I'm just gonna make a snake or a rock and say, here you go. It was always challenging when my kids would, we would do this all the time, play with clay. And I could make a rabbit because it was three circles, a circle, a head, and two little circle ears, or a snowman, circle, circle, circle. But I'm not good at creating things. And so this is something though that God is asking us to do. Can we make peace where there is no peace? That doesn't mean that we create conflict. For example, if I'm on Facebook and someone has something to say that I don't like, it doesn't mean that I say, you know what, I think peace needs to be made. So then I make an argument and I create some chaos just in order to make sure that we can create peace. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. As a peacekeeper, I just stay out of it completely on Facebook. But maybe there's a way in my real life when there's conflict to see that there are sides, that there are people hurting, that there are things that need to be said and done in order to come to a peace, to create peace, make peace. So I want you to just look at your lives today and ask yourself, am I a peacekeeper? Am I a chaos maker? That could be you as well. Do I stir the pot? Do I keep the peace? Or do I make the peace? Do I help bring people together? Do I take that extra step, like Jesus did, to make actual peace? So maybe my peace looks like a sad snowman, but at least I can create that snowman. Maybe I can just start with whatever I have to make some peace in my world. How about you? Thanks for watching.